وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We take from the book منظومة الرأية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم سعد بن علي بن محمد الزنجاني رحمه الله. This alim who died when the hijrah was 471, means more than 900 years ago he died, rahimahullah, but still his ilm, his knowledge is being benefited from. In this poem, we stopped line 11, قول المؤلف رحمه الله في منظومة في المنظومة وما اجتمعت فيه الصحابة حجة وتلك سبيل المؤمنين لمن صبر. وما اجتمعت فيه الصحابة حجة. What about the Sahaba agreed upon and they were in consensus is حجة, is a proof, is evidence. Whatever the Sahaba agree upon, they didn't differ. They all have one position, one understanding from the religious affairs. Is hujjah, is a proof. وَتِلْكَ السَّبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِمَنْ صَبَرْ وَتِلْكَ السَّبِيلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And that is the path of the believers. That is the way of the believers. That is the way of the believers. لِمَنْ صَبَرْ, whoever investigate and whoever make research and know, come to know the reality, is that the way of the Sahaba is the way of the believers and it is hujjah. That's where we stopped. Inshallah, is there anyone who memorized from poem number, line number 6, وَقَوْلُ رسول قد تحقق صدقه إلى هناك. بارك الله في anyone. جزاكم الله خير. If we would distribute money, I know many would have raised their hands. نعم بارك الله فيك. The علم is more important. Memorization is essential for anyone who want to learn the religion. العلم ما حفظ. العلم في الصدور لا في السطور. The knowledge is what's in the heart. Not one it was in the books and in the lines. And even memorization helps the one is understand, one is brain, one is comprehension to grow. The more you memorize, is the more you gain more knowledge. Just like the body, the more you exercise, the more you become strong, the like. نعم.
قال الناظم رحمه الله وقول رسول قد تحقق صدقه بما جاءه من معجز قاهر ظهر فقيل لنا ردوا إلى الله أمركم إذا ما تنازعتم لتنجوا من الغرر أو اتبعوا ما سن فيه محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم
فطاعته ترضي الذي أنزل الزبر فمن خالف الوحي المبين بعقله فذاك امرؤ قد خاب حقا وقد خسر وفي ترك أمر المصطفى فتنة فذر خلاف الذي قد قاله واتلو واعتبر وما اجتمعت فيه الصحابة حجة وتلك سبيل المؤمنين لمن صبر.
أحسنت بارك الله فيك. نعم. Someone else. Inshallah tomorrow night be ready. If you're not ready tonight, at least. نعم. أحسنت. The first five. Barakallahu fik. Ahsanta Abu Qatada. Yes, go ahead, Abu Usam.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله تدبر كلام الله واعتمد الخبر ودع عنك رأيا لا يلائمه أثر ونهج الهدى فلزمه ونهج الهدى فلزمه
واقتدي
واقتدي بالأولى هم شهدوا تنزيل علك تنجبر وكن موقنا أن وكل مكلف
أن وكل
أن وكل مكلف
لماذا منصوب كل
أن
وكن موقنا أن وكل مكلف
خبر كان
خبر كان وكن موقنا أن وكل مكلف لماذا كل منصوب
وكن موقنا
أي
أن وكل مكلف
أي
خبر كان أو يعني صفة
طيب نعم. طيب أحسنت غيره لماذا كل منصوب
أي
اسمه أن اسمه أن غيره last chance معطوفا على ماذا على اسمي على خبري كان different answers طيب فكر وكن موقنا أن وكل كل معطوف أليس كذلك معطوف على ماذا على أن وما إعراب أن 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 معناه أننا معطوف على اسم اسم أن إنني زيد أننا مسلمون واشهد بأننا مسلمون ما إعراب أننا واشهد بأننا نا أليس هذا اسم أن هو كمان كذلك هنا معطوف على أن طيب على كل حال أي أحسنت وكن موقنا أن وكل مكلف
أيوة أمرنا بقذف الحق والأخذ بالحذر
بالحذر حذر نعم
بالحذر وحكم فيما بيننا قول مالك قديم حليم عالم الغيب مقتدر سميع بصير واحد متكلم مريد لما يجري على مريد لما يجري على الخلق من قدر
أحسنت بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير yes we covered 10 lines now the first five and the last five طيب we move on الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى here said وما اجتمعت فيه الصحابة and whatever the Sahaba agree upon they have اجماع they اجتمعوا عليه they gather upon they agree upon حجة is a proof is evidence وتلك السبيل المؤمنين and that is the path of the believers لمن صبر for whoever who make research and he come to a conclusion and reality that this is the truth. سبيل المؤمن. It's like the Sheikh mentioned the ayah in the Quran, referring to the ayah of the Quran, Surah النساء. Allah said, عز وجل, ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير السبيل المؤمنين. Whoever leave the messenger after the guidance become clear to him and follows a path other than the path of the believers. And he follows other than the path of the believers, he will be left with what he chooses, and he will be made into hellfire. And no doubt, the believers, at the time of revealing this verse, were the Prophet ﷺ and his companion. So Allah Azza wa Jal, in that verse, he called people to follow the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the path of the believers. So everyone was required to follow the path of the believers of that day, not today. Of that day, not today. Therefore, Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, what he said, فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ دِينًا فَلَا يَكُونُ الْيَوْمَ الدِّينًا. What was not religion at the time that Allah revealed that verse, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم, is not going to be a religion today. Imam Malik, who died 179, he said, what was not religion when Allah revealed that verse is not going to be religion today. So this is the understanding of Salaf al-Salih, the righteous ones, that the path of the Sahaba, the companion, is Hujjah. Therefore, all those groups who deviate, Khawarij, Qadariya, Jahmiya, name it, Mu'tazila, Asha'ira, Shia, Sufiya, anyone who deviate, wallahi, is because he didn't follow the path of the believers. Wallahi, الذي لا إله غيره. Yes. Therefore, this is very solid, strong principle with Ahlul Sunnah, to follow the companion, to follow the companion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when the Khawarij, they left Ali radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba and the believers who were with them, the Tabi'een, and ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he came to them, what he said, أتيتكم من عند أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس فيكم منهم أحد. I come to you from the companion of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and none of them is among you. You don't have one of them. One of the companion is not with you. I am the one who from them. They are there. That was sufficient for them to know they're wrong. But they didn't understand because they didn't have this sound creed. So the Sahabi, he used the Sahaba. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he used the companion. He used that he is from the companion. He come from the companion. And the companion are not on the path of this group. Who he come to is a proof itself that they are wrong. Those he come to them of Khawarij. So this is very important principle. That's if the Sahaba, they agree upon. How if the Sahaba, they differ? We mentioned, if the Sahaba among them said they differ, one Sahabi has this opinion, three has this opinion, what should be done in this case? Yes? What's the right thing? Sahabi said this, another Sahabi said that. Naam. Naam. Ahsan. Yes, so if the Sahaba, Ridwanullah ta'ala, among themselves, they have different opinion, in this case, you go back, you compare their opinion, you take their opinion, their difference to the Quran and Sunnah. Because they were commanded to that. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Allah commands Sahaba and all the people, if you differ in anything, take it back to Allah and to the Messenger. So if they have a difference, the solution which were they were required, the Sahaba themselves, they were required, they were abiding to, is to go back to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, those who come after them, if the Sahaba differ, they take it back to the Quran and Sunnah, as Surah radiallahu anhu. And that's the way of the Sahaba themselves. Therefore, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he gave fatwa about the Hajj to make tamattu, some people they say, how you say tamattu? Abu Bakr Umar used to say ifrad. He said, I am saying the Messenger of Allah said so. And you saying Abu Bakr Umar said so? Wallahi, I fear that Allah may stone you from the sky, may throw stones to you and punish you. How you saying Abu Bakr Umar while I am saying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the Sahabi here, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his opinion, he understood that his opinion, his understanding was based on the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he didn't accept someone to confront it with the understanding of Abu Bakr and Umar. And if this is the position of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, with the opinion of Abu Bakr and Umar, when he thought that the hadith doesn't go along with their opinion, regardless where he radiallahu anhu right or wrong, but that's how he understood it. If this is that's his position, how someone after that come and he says, look, Abu Hanifa said so and so, so scholar, so and so, so wherever that scholar is, The haq must be with. Today, some people, they don't shy to say al-haq yaduru ma'a fulan. Some of the scholars of our time is still alive. Some people who claim to be Ahl Sunnah, Salafiyun, they say the haq must be with that sheikh, specific sheikh. Where do you brought that from? The haq must be with that specific sheikh. Where is that? And still I am Ahl Sunnah, I am Salafi. In this Mara, no. In this Mara, I am wrong. If I say the haq must be with that specific sheikh, regardless how great the sheikh is. The ulama, they even differ the companion. If a companion, one companion has an opinion, nothing was narrated from other sahaba, is that companion opinion and fatwa abiding or not? The ulama deliver. Some they say yes. If we have an opinion of a sahabi, fatwa of sahabi, verdict of a companion on an issue, and we don't have other companion, we have to follow that companion. And some they say no, the companion is not hujjah. As individual, is not hujjah. Shaykh Uthaymeen, what he said in his manzuma, manzuma usul al-fiqh wa qawa'idi, ahsan taqawlu al-sahabi, hujjatun ala al-asah. Barakallah fi Aba Qatada. Qawlu al-sahabi hujjatun ala al-asah, ma lam yukhalif mithlahu fama rajah. Shaykh Uthaymeen says, qawlu al-sahabi hujjah ala al-asah. The statement of the companion, the word of the position of the companion, the one, Shaykh Uthaymeen said, is hujjah, is a proof, is an evidence. Alal asah, based on the strongest opinion. Based on the strongest opinion. Meaning there are some scholars who say, no, qawlu sahabi is not hujjah. Qawlu sahabi, the statement of the sahabi, the opinion of the companion, one and companion, is not hujjah, is not approved. Ulama, they say that. What do you think is somebody after the companion? Nobody say the statement of Imam Malik is hujjah. The statement of Shafi is hujjah, or Abu Hanifa is hujjah, or Imam Ahmed, nobody said. Rather, those greater than them, of Tabi'een, Ibn Sirin, and Sa'id al-Musayyib, and the like, nobody said their statement is hujjah. The issue is Sahaba. Is the companion opinion himself as individual hujjah amla? So yes, but yes, no doubt, you have opinion of a sahabi and you don't have any other sahabi who differ, that sahabi is stronger than anyone who come after him. That qawl, Shaykh Uthaymeen, he choose that stronger opinion. Qawl sahabi hujjah ala al-asah, ma lam yukhalif mithlahu fama rajah. But with a condition, in order the opinion of the sahabi to be proof, to be evidence, as long he doesn't differ, another one. As long he doesn't differ, another companion. In this case, what should be done? The sheikh said, فَمَا رَجَّحْ whatever is stronger. Whatever is stronger. So if the have among themselves, فَمَا رَجَّحْ whatever the proof is with. For instance, as we have mentioned, the meaning of the ayah, أَوْلَا مَسْتُمُ النِّسَى, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, it means normal touching. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, is intercourse. When the ulama, they say, when we go back to the sunnah of the Messenger, we have authentic hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed his wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, and he makes salah without making wudu. So this strengthened the opinion of who? Of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And that the verse doesn't mean normal touching. If it would have been normal touching, then the Prophet would have made wudu before he entered salah, because his salah, his wudu was breakdown based on because of touching Aisha radiallahu anha. But so the hadith shows that the ayah doesn't mean normal touching; it means al-jima'. So just like that, if the Sahabi say radiallahu ta'ala something, another Sahabi something else. Now you go back to the Quran and Sunnah. And whichever go along with the Quran and Sunnah, you take it. Also, we have mentioned an issue which is very important. If the Sahaba among themselves, they differ, those who come after them, what are they required? Yes? They are not allowed to be out of the opinion of the Sahaba. You just go and look what the Sahaba said, and then just make comparison between it, which one is stronger, considering based on the Quran and Sunnah, and you take that. But you don't bring a third opinion. You don't bring a new opinion, because they agree upon on two opinion or three opinion or four opinion. That's ijma, that's consensus, that's hujja. Don't bring something out of that. Yes, so that's قول الصحابي حجة على الصح ما لم يخالف مثله فما رجح. وحجة التكليف خذها أربعة: قرآننا وسنة مثبتة من بعدها إجماع هذه الأمة، والرابع القياس فافهمنا. إمام شعثمين he mentioned in that book that the حجة that everyone who is مكلف must adhere to, he said, is four: Quran, Sunnah, authentic Sunnah, and the ijma', the consensus, and the of course the Sahaba consensus, number one, first and foremost, and then al-qiyas, the correct analogy and reasoning, which has its own conditions. طيب. Then Imam Ahmad, the Imam Sa'di rahimahullah, Imam Sa'd ibn Ali رضي الله عنه أبو القاسم said وما لم يكن في عصرهم متعارفا وجاء به من بعدهم رد بل زجر. وما لم يكن في عصرهم متعارفا and what in their time, what was not known in their time, in their era, the time of the companion, what was not known from the religious affairs. وَجَاءَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ And those who come after them come with it. رُدَّ is rejected, it's refuted. بَلْ رَادَ زُجِر is criticized. So the Sheikh here he says, what was not known in the time of the Sahaba, in the era of the companion, of course, from religious matters. And those who come after them, after the companion, come with it. They brought it. Something the Sahaba didn't know from the religious affairs. Those who come after them, they come with. Rudda will be rejected. They will have it rejected. Bal zujir rada, it will be criticized. It will be criticized. It will be one against. So here, that what the Sahaba were not upon, it was not known among themselves in their time, and somebody after them come with it, will be rejected, will not be accepted. Just to take one example, Sahaba never celebrate for the birthday of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They never know about that. People, they come with it after 300 years in the hand of Shia. Celebration for the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ was not known by the companion, nor those who saw the companion, the Tabi'un, knows those who after them, know those who after them. Even the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa who died 150, Imam Malik who died 179, Imam Shafi who died 204, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal who died 241. None of them heard about celebration of the birthday of Prophet ﷺ. And now look what the Shia and Sufi are doing. They're enforcing people. They criticize you if you don't celebrate for the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. You don't make celebrations. They criticize you. But the understanding of the ulama, like this alim Abu al-Qasim, is the opposite. The one who will be criticized is the one who come with something that was not known among Sahaba. جَاءَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ Those who come after them are those who come with it. نعم. And this is also the understanding of Sahaba themselves. رضوان الله تعالى عليهم. شيخ عبد الرزاق حفظه الله بن عبد المحسن عباد حفظه الله he mentioned that was the understanding of the Salaf. Imam Malik, what he said, ما لم يكن دينا زمن محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه فلا يكون يوم دينا. What was not a religion at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and his companion is not going to be a religion today. عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه وثيسر السحابي: كل عبادة لا يتعبد بها أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا تعبدوها. Every act of worship, the companion of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't use as an act of worship. Don't take it as an act of worship. Don't make عبادة on it. And Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه, he said, when he came to the group who were they were in Halaqa, in a gathering in the masjid in Iraq, before Fajr prayer, different groups, some Muslims had halaqat, gatherings. Each gathering has one person who tell them, say Allahu Akbar 100 times. They say it. They have small pebbles, small يعني stones to count with. And 100 say La ilaha illa, 100 Allahu Akbar, 100 Subhanallah, 100 Kabbiru, Hallilu mi'a, Kabbiru mi'a, Sabbihu mi'a. Say La ilaha illa, say Subhanallah, say Allahu Akbar 100 times, and they doing it. Sahabi, when he come to them, radiallahu anhu, before him was Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, who was a companion. He saw, he denied what they were doing. He didn't like it. He realized they're doing something wrong. But at the same time, he didn't address them because he knew Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was more knowledgeable than him and older than him. So he went to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu in his house, and he found some of the Muslims in front of Ibn Mas'ud's house waiting when Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu come out, so they learn from him when he's going to the masjid. Back days, there was a class of knowledge. It is between the sheikh's house to the masjid. Yes, when the sheikh leave his house until he reached the masjid, there is a class. That's how the Salaf liked the ilm. And this was even before Fajr. So when Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu come out and he saw Abu Musa al-Ash'ari there, he said, why you didn't tell me that you are here? I would have come out. And then he said, I have seen something I dislike. Ra'aytu amran anifan. Ra'aytu amran ankartu anifan fil masjid. I have seen something I dislike in the masjid a while ago. He said, limada tunkir alayhim? Why you didn't deny it? Why you didn't reject it? He said, intidara ra'ayk, to see your opinion. I want to see your opinion. And then Ibn Mas'ud, he came to them, and he said what he said. Every statement he said, that's a habit to those people, have proof from Quran and Sunnah. Every statement. Subhanallah. From what he said, radiallahu anhu, لقد جئتم ببدعة ظلمة أو فضلتم أصحاب محمد صلى الله فضلتم أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم علما. In this narration that he said, you come with an innovation, yes, injustly, and you've been prevailed over the companion of the messenger sallam in knowledge. You are prevailed the companion over the companion of the messenger in knowledge, means you have more knowledge than the companion. He doesn't mean the word. So he said either one of two, other statement, إنكم على هدى أهدى من ملة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو مفتتح باب الضلالة. You are in a better guidance than the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, or you are opening a door of ضلالة. وإنا وإياكم لعلى هدى أو في ضلال مبين. أو في ضلال. It's one of two. You group doing this, worshiping Allah this way. One of you telling you say هللوا مئة, كلوا كبروا مئة, using stones to count with. This form is a new thing. Prophet was not used to do that. He was not used to say his Sahaba say لا إله إلا الله and they're counting. And when they finish, they tell him. And then he says, say this, and they count. And they use pebbles. Nothing of that is authentic from Prophet ﷺ. Not his statement, not his taqreer, allowance. Some ulama they narrated that Umm Salama radha anha used to use. The ulama like Sheikh Al-Bani said, this is not authentic. Prophet didn't see any of his companions using something to come to with the dhikr. They say, this narration is not authentic. Al-Muhim, so radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, you are either on a guidance better than the guidance of Prophet Muhammad, or you are opening a gate of dalala, of misguidance. So, in this wording, that you have more knowledge than the companion of the Messenger, which is not the case. You either have more knowledge than the companion of the Messenger, or you come with innovation. The answer is clear, is they come with innovation. Also, the Sheikh mentioned, Hafidhahullah, Naam. So the Sahaba Ridwan Ta'ala alayhim, they themselves knew that to follow the way of the Sahaba is required. Then the Imam Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he said, فَفِي الْأَخْذِ بِالْإِجْمَاعِ فَعْلَمْ سَعَادَةٌ كَمَا فِي شُذُوذِ الْقَوْلِ نَوْعٌ مِنَ الْخَطَرِ فَفِي الْأَخْذِ بِالْإِجْمَاعِ فَعْلَمْ سَعَادَةٌ نعم فعلم ففي الأخذ بالإجماع سعادة كما في شذوذ القول كما في أخذ شذوذ القول نوع من الخطر الشيخ سيف في الأخذ بالإجماع in taking the إجماع the consensus of the Muslim Ummah the consensus of the Ummah فعلم know there is سعادة There is success and safety for taking the consensus. Naam. And on the other hand, kama fi shudud al-qawl, as taking and following the shudud al-qawl, the irregular statements or opinion. What is shudud al-qawl in English? The shad, qawlun shad. Yes, strange opinion. Shudud. هذا قول شاذ. نعم. Wicked. Weak opinion. ضعف القول. شدود قول شاذ. Yes, strange opinion. غريب القول. شاذ. مصطلح الحديث. Is one the narrator, even though he's strong, he differ many narrators. He differ many other narrators. Yes. So he says so and so, and all the other narrators, they say the opposite. So his opinion is shad. He got a corner. Naam. وَمَنْ شَدَّ شَدَّ فِي النَّارِ Shad is the one who goes to the corner by himself. He separates himself from the rest. So it's strange. Al-Muhim, Allahu A'lam. Still I'm not receiving. Yes, Shudud. Somebody who always goes to the corner, who always divert the people. Always. Unnormal. Irregular. Ahsant, irregular. Irregulatory statements. Yes, Al-Muhim. So the Sheikh said, taking there is sa'ada, there is success in taking the ijma', the consensus. And as in the opposite, there is mada, naw'u min al-khatar, a type of khatar, danger, taking the shudud al-qawl, irregular statement, or the statement that said by one, different by the rest. Strange statements. Yes. So sometimes, as Sheikh, some of the ulama, they mention our time, some people, they like always to take the strange opinion. Something new, nobody else said, or one person said, they stick to it and they spread it. That's how they like it. the opinion said by the mature scholars, they are not so energetic to spread it. Something is strange, mashallah, he's known. The first time he addressed is something strange. Al-Muhim, the ulama, they won against that. كما في شذوذ القول نوع من الخطر. That's a type of danger for following the strange statements. And there is some of the ulama, they are very known to differ others. Like what? نعم ابن علية. What ابن حجر, what he said. ومخالفة للجمهور معروف. أو كلام نحو هذا. Ibn Ulayya, he is very known to differ. He is very known to differ. Therefore, his difference is not considered. It's disregarded, Ibn Hajar says. He is known to differ. Therefore, his difference, he's taken to a corner, is disregarded. So if Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, or Imam Malik, or Imam Shafi, for instance, they differ, the majority, their statement is considered. Their statement is considered. But there are some who are not considered because they always do that. I don't remember the statement he said about Ibn Ulayya. Ibn Ulayya and another one, he said, مُخَالَفَتُنَا لِلْجَمْهُورِ مَعْرُوفًا, something like that. طيب, then Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, Imam Sa'di, Sa'd, Imam Sa'd, not Sa'di, Sa'd رحمه الله تعالى said, وَمُعْتَرِضٌ أُتْرُكِ اِعْتِمَادَ مَقَالِهِ وَمُعْتَرِضٌ ومعترض اترك ومعترض اترك اترك اعتماد مقاله يفارق قول التابعين ومن غبر يتابع يفارق قول التابعين ومن غبر يسار ومعترض اترك اعتماد مقال اي اترك اعتماد مقال معترض يفارق صفه قول التابعين ومن غبر. The Sheikh, he say, leave off relying on the statement of the mu'tarid, the one who opposed the companion, the one who opposed the ijma', the consensus. Leave off, leave relying on his statement. That opponent who yufariqu qawla tabi'in, he differ the statement of the tabi'in. And waman ghabar, أي ومن سبق ومضى and those who preceded. So he basically says, leave off the opinion of the one who opposed the tabi'in and those before them, who are the sahaba. يفارق قول التابعين, he delivered the statement of the tabi'in. Tabi is those who met the companion of the Messenger salam. Those who delivered the tabi'in, ومن غبر and those who قد مضى وسبق and those who preceded, before the tabi'in, leave his opinion. So he's saying, rahimahullah, anyone who differed the companion and those who follow them, the tabi'in, leave his opinion. Utruk i'timad, don't rely on, don't depend on, don't consider his maqala, his statement. Na'am. Wa mu'taridun utruki i'timad maqalihi يفارق قول التابعين ومن غبر. ومن غبر, غبر معناه ماذا؟ ماذا قال الشيخ الإمام ذهبي له كتاب, نعم نعم أبا همام, أحسنت, هذا خلط, هذا غبر. الإمام ذهبي له كتاب, له كتاب في هذه الكلمة. ما اسم ذلك الكتاب؟ له كتاب, أيوة صحيح, نعم إمام ذهبي له هذا الكتاب رحمه الله, العبر في أخبار من غبر, العبر في أخبار من غبر أي من ذهب ومضى, العبر في أخبار من غبر. So the مؤلف, the ناظم, رحمه الله, he says leave off relying on the statement of the one who opposed the tabi'in and those preceded them. So anyone who is controversial and contrary, he has an opinion, he has a statement opposite to what the tabi'in and those before them who are the sahaba were upon, he said, don't rely on it. Don't rely, disregard it. Don't consider it. Then he said, rahimahullah, وَأَمْثَلُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ فِينَا طَرِيقَةً وَأَغْزَرُهُمْ عِلْمًا مُقِيمٌ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. وَأَمْثَلُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ, the best of the people of knowledge. Fina tariqatan, fina among us tariqatan in terms of a path. The best of the people of knowledge in path, in a way, in opinion. Wa aghzaruhum ilman, ay aktharuhum ilman, and the most knowledgeable. The one who have the most in knowledge is muqimun ala al-athar. Muqimun, someone who remain upon أثر الخبر الحديث السنة, the narration. So he says, the best in tariqa, in a way, in a methodology, among the people of knowledge, and the most of them in ilm, in knowledge, is the one who is upon the أثر, he's upon the narration. It's not like what some people think, the more somebody he knows, ماذا علم الكلام وعلم المنطق, he knows the philosophy, he knows all this, the more somebody he knows so and so subject, is very eloquent in Arabic language, he know all the and the like, it's not the more this person he is on the right path. Rather, whoever upon athar, upon narration, upon the sunnah, that is the best of the ulama, in way, the best of the ulama in knowledge. So كلما كان العالم مقيما على الأثر كلما كان أفضل وأغزر علما. So ماذا قال ابن مسعود, الجماعة ما وافق الحق وإن كنت وحدك. The جماعة, the group who we are commanded to follow, to adhere to, he says, is what's upon haq, even if you are by yourself. If you are one individual, but you are upon the haq, upon qala Allah, qala Rasuluhu, qala Sahaba, you are those who are commanded to be followed. You are the saved group. Why? Because you are upon the haq. So, this is what the alim said. وَأَمْثَلُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ فِينَا طَرِيقَةً. نعم, the best in tariqa, in way, in madhab, among us, يعني, knowledgeable is, or and the one who has the most ilm among us is the one who remain, is the one who is upon, stay, muqimun ala al-athar, he stay on the narration. He stay on the narration. He is firm on the narration. That is the one who has the most ilm, and that is the best of us. يعني the best of the people of knowledge. Who is he? Is not the one who has more knowledge. Is not the one who is older age. Is not the one who used to live 300 years ago and the like. Rather, is the one who is muqim ala al-athar. He is the one upon the narration. He has a proof. For whatever he is upon, he has a proof. Allah said, the Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba understood it that way. Then, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, وَأَجْهَلُ مَنْ تَلْقَى مِنَ النَّاسِ مُعْجَبٌ بِخَاطِرِهِ يُصْغِي إِلَى كُلِّ مَنْ هَذَرْ. وَأَجْهَلُ مَنْ تَلْقَى مِنَ النَّاسِ, and the most ignorant person from the people who you meet with is مُعْجَب, is the one who is amazed with himself, self-amazement. The most ignorant person you may ever meet with is mu'jab, is the one who is amazed with bi-khatiri, his opinion. Yusghi ila kulli man hadar. Yusghi, he listened to إلى كل من to everyone, he listened to everyone هذا أي يتكلم بالباطل. Everyone who talks with falsehood, he listened to. The most ignorant person you may meet is the one who is amazed with his opinion. Was his characteristic that he listened to everybody who talks. يعني بيخاطر نعم he follow his خاطر. What's خاطر? His opinion. نعم. وأجهل من تلقى من الناس. The most ignorant person, the most ignorant from the people who you meet with, who you may meet with, is معجب. Was معجب? The one who is self-amazement بخاطره with his thought, whatever comes to his mind, he's very amazed. This is the way it seemed to me. He goes with his mind, he goes with his thought, with his opinion, whatever comes to his mind. And this person, what he does, he has another issue. He has two problems. One problem, his self-amazement. His opinion is the right one. And he takes that from his opinion, not even from the text, not from understanding, not from his opinion. He has self-amazement. What he sees, the things he sees is the right thing. Always where he is where the right thing is, where the haq is. He has another problem. يُسْقِي إِلَى كُلِّ مَنْ هَذَرْ. He listens to everybody. Everyone who talks, هَذَرْ يعني كلام الكثير الباطل. He listened to everybody. So the Imam here, he warned against two bad characteristics. One, to have to be self-amazement with your opinion, to consider yourself wherever you are always the right thing. While you really going by your opinion, you're not going by the texts. And also that you listen to everybody. You listen to everybody. SubhanAllah, this is what some people are upon today. They listen to everyone, especially if the person who talk is very famous. They listen to everybody. Go to this YouTube, go to that WhatsApp, go to that social media. Listen to everybody. La. Why you listen to everybody? No, I know haq. I know the haq. I can differentiate between who's right, who's wrong. Akhi, the Salaf al-Salih were not used to listen to everybody. They had better knowledge than us. They were more pious than us. And they had a methodology. They don't take knowledge from except someone they know he's upon right path. Someone they know he's upon the sound creed. They were not used to listen to everybody. So don't listen to everybody. Make sure the one you take knowledge from, the one you're listening to be somebody who is upon the right path. You say, no, I don't need that. How about if you then misguided? He said, how will be misguided? I'm listening. Alhamdulillah, give me aql. I'm listening to and I take the right and I leave the bad. That's not right. If you are in a state, you know what's right, what's wrong. So you listen to anybody. And when you listen to him, you can figure out when he's right and you take the haq. And when he's wrong, you leave the falsehood. If you are in that state, why are you even listening to that person? You are the greatest number one scholar. Don't listen to anybody because, mashallah, you know everyone is mistake. Everybody, when he's right, when he's wrong, you know it. هذا الإنسان معجب برأيه ويخاطر بدينه. He is gambling his religion. And he has self-amazement. And there is type of arrogance and ignorance. لا. كان قال ابن سيرين رحمه الله كانوا لا يسألون عن الإسناد فلما وقعت الفتنة قالوا سموا لنا رجالكم فيؤخذ من أهل السنة ويرد على أهل البدعة. The great تابعي هو مارير هو ابن سيرين مارير هو yes anyone who remember yes the daughter of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه Ibn Sirin, Muhammad Ibn Sirin, the great tabi'i, he said they were not used to ask about the chain of narration. They were not used to ask about the chain of narration. Somebody says the Messenger said, this is from the religion of Allah. Prophet said, and so they were not used to ask, who told you that? Who you learn from? Who tell him? Until they ended to the campaign. They were not used to say. They used to listen. They used to write it down. He said, فَلَمَا وَقَعَتِ الْفِتْنَةِ. But when the fitna took place, fitna happened. Some people deviated. They started lying, inventing lies against other, following desire, ahwa. Now they changed the tabi'un, the system. They said, سَمُّوا لَنَا رِجَالَكُمْ. Name to us your narrators. Who you narrate from? Who he narrated from? Who did he narrate from? Until they, and then when they look, these narrators, the one who mentioned the narration is trustworthy. The one he narrated from is trustworthy. All the way to the companion trustworthy, they accepted the narration. If they find there is Ahlul Bid'ah, a man of innovation in the chain, whether it is the first person or the one after, they don't take it from. They have your narrations with you. Keep it with you. Yes. And actually that started at the time of Sahaba. Not the only Tabi'in. Sahaba. Therefore Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, what he said, كنا إذا سمعنا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصغينا إليه بآذاننا ابتدرت إليه أسماعنا وأصغينا إليه بآذاننا فلما ركب الناس الصعب والذلول لم نأخذ من الناس إلا ما نعرفه أو كما قال رضي الله عنهما. So the Sahabi said, when we hear the Messenger of Allah say so and so, we used to look at the person who says so, and we used to listen to him attentively. But when people started riding on a hard place and an easy place, a sa'ba with the loon, meaning they taken every path, right or wrong, truth, lie, whatever they take every, when the people started that, he said, Sahabi said, we don't take from the people except what we already know. We don't take from people except what we already know. Because people, they started, some of them, they started lying. And this shows, at the time of Sahaba, pure, sidq, truthfulness. Truthfulness. If someone says so and so, used to be accepted. Because people, they know one another, they are truthful. But after that, then, some people started lying. There, the Sahaba, they stay away from taking the narration from anybody except what they know. And the Tabi'in, they stop taking narration except from the people of Sunnah. Until today, in هَذَا الْعِلْمَ الدِّينَ فَلْتَفَنْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. The knowledge is a religion. Look the one you take knowledge from. So this speaker you're listening to, do you know his aqidah? What does he believe about Khawarij? What does he believe about going against the rulers, against the Muslim rulers? What does he believe about the Asma of Allah Azza wa Jalla? What does he believe about innovations? What does he believe about so and so? What's the proof with him? What does he base on his aqidah, on his creed, on his religion, on his understanding? First, to know him. If you find he go by the Quran and Sunnah, now you take knowledge from. But still he is not ma'soom, he's not free from mistake. You always open your ears. So in case he mentioned, even that one who's upon Sunnah, he mentioned something not by the Sunnah, even though you respect him, you love him for the sake of Allah, but you don't take the wrong from him. Even that one, let alone someone you don't know him. You don't know him. And mashallah, you say, Allahu Akbar, he really give you a nice talk. I like it. Okay, you like it, this. See what's next thing this person says. He says something haram, something against the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now, since he said something right, you accept also the forest who said, Allah al-musta'an. So the Imam, rahimahullah ta'ala, Abu al-Qasim, al-Zanjani, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that this one who is mu'jab bi khatirihi, who is amazed with his opinion, with his thoughts, what he does, yusghi ila kulli man hadar. He listens to everyone who talks. He listens to everyone who talks. He listened to everyone he talks. And this one, in this case, he may fall into halaka. He may fall into destruction. Especially if you remember the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Inna min al bayani la sihra." Inna min al bayani la sihra. So some of the clarification and eloquence is a magic. Is a type of magic. So when somebody is given eloquence, he may seem something wrong to be right, and the opposite is true. So don't be deceived with the eloquence of people and how they talk. Rather, look the principles. As I have mentioned before, that Muslim sister who went to the doctor, and she didn't know that this doctor is a female, a Shia female. And this female doctor, she doesn't properly have hijab. And this Muslim sister asked her, "Doctor, why you don't have hijab? You're Muslima. Why you don't cover well?" And she started Shia. They are Shia, even their ignorant ones, they are ready to attack, and they're ready to spread what they are upon. And she said, "Look, the issue is not about the covering. The issue is about the heart. If your heart is good, that's what matters. Therefore, you find somebody who cover, don't you see some of the sisters who cover, but they have so and so of negative things. Don't you? Yes, that may happen. Yes, I know it. Sister who she covered, but on the other hand, there is issue with so and so. So that is a proof. The point is not covering. The point is the heart," she said. And she continued saying until she said bad about the Sahaba. She said, when she said bad about the Sahaba, I said, "Wow, stop here. The beginning, what you were saying makes sense to me. It makes sense to me what you were saying in the beginning. But now, when you say bad about the companion, there's something wrong here." So that's when she know this person, what she was saying is not true. When she said negative about the Sahaba, about the companion, which is khair, alhamdulillah. At least this Muslim sister, she has some knowledge. She knew that anyone saying bad about the companion is lost, is deviated. But she didn't know on the other side, and on the other hand, that what she thought to be something making sense was also a creed of falsehood people, or a creed of what the ulama call murji'a. There are a group of Muslims who are deviated. They say, you know, the faith is in the heart. It's in the heart. It's not a statement. It's not action. No, it's just the heart. So, and this group are deviated. The iman is not only the heart, it's also the action, it's also the statement. Na'am. So, taking hijab is from the faith. Having good manner is from the faith. Having sound creed is from the faith. All is from the faith. So somebody who doesn't have one, he doesn't have one of the iman. He doesn't have a part of the faith. So the point here is, if this Shia lady, a doctor, wouldn't talk about the Sahaba, she wouldn't say negative about the Sahaba, this Muslim sister, she would, maybe you never know, next thing you hear her, she throw the hijab. Because it doesn't make sense. It actually is the heart. Because she accepted that opinion. That opinion makes sense to her. Na'am, I remember another brother, he used to have a store. I advised him with something. He said, "You know so and so, I advise him to have the lihya. Akhi, grow your lihya. This is the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam." He tell me, "You know so and so, yes. He rented a house from me. You know what he did to me? He did to me so and so and so. Do you know he has a lihya?" I say, "Yes." He said, "What's the benefit of lihya?" A'udhu billah. That's what he said. "What's the benefit of lihya?" "Wallahi, I don't do that," he said. "I don't do like these things. I never do this. And he has a lihya. I say, okay, what he did to you, if it is true, he did bad. He should fulfill his word. Na'am, stick to his word. What he did is bad. Because that's against the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what you're doing of shaving your beard is bad too. Because it's against the sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he has a problem, you have a problem. Na'am, fix your problem. And he should fix too. We should all fix our problem. Al-Muhim. So Shaitan, subhanAllah, he said, this brother, he convinced him, it doesn't matter. You have lihya, you don't have lihya. Because somebody who has lihya, is this how he treats people? What's the point of having lihya? That's how Shaitan whispered on them. La, that lihya, growing the beard, is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, is the sunnah of the prophets of Allah, is the sunnah of the Sahaba. None of the Sahaba used to shave his beard. None of the companion. None of them. Nor any scholar. Rather, some of the ulama, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abbad, the great muhaddith, in the Prophet's Masjid, one time he was giving talk, I was there, he said, a Muslim male shaving their beard started only when the believers colonized the Muslims. They colonized the Muslims, they captured the Muslim country, that's when Muslim male started shaving their beard. Before, they never used to do that. And he said, until now, there are some Muslim countries who were not colonized, and they still remain on that. Naam. So there are some Muslims now having lihya is a culture for them. You may find the first time I see somebody having lihya and smoking cigarette. The first time. I couldn't understand how he is smoking cigarette if he has lihya. Because back home, somebody has lihya, doesn't smoke. Lihya means you practice. Even though our time it becomes style with some youth. Some of the youth, some of the kuffar, they have lihya now. Subhanallah. You see a lot of things this time. So when I see this man in Medina having lihya and smoking, I was looking at him long. Why he have lihya here? So subhanallah, it's not connected to. Having lihya is sunnah. Leaving the cigarette is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Having hijab is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. All this is from the deen. A Muslim to apply all of it. And if he find a Muslim who has shortcoming, a Muslim who is not applying some of the sunnah of the Messenger Sallam, that doesn't justify him also to disobey the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rather, Allah command us all, udkhulu fi silmi kafa, enter the religion of Allah as whole. So yes, you grow your lihya. Yes, you have hijab. Yes, you treat people fairly. You don't cheat them. You don't betray them. You are truthful in your promises, in your statement, in your covenant. You fulfill it. All this is from the deen. Likewise, praying, fasting, being nice to your parents, avoiding the sin. All this is from the deen of Allah. And the more you apply, the better you are. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to better us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Nabi Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.